Tulsi Gabbard accuses Washington Post reporter of actively harassing her staff. By Amy Furr on July 4, 2025. Director of National Intelligence, DNI. Tulsi Gabbard accused Washington Post reporter Ellen Nakashima on Thursday of harassing members of her staff. "It has come to my attention that Washington Post reporter Ellen Nakashima appears to be actively harassing ODNI staff. Instead of reaching out to my press office, she is calling high-level intelligence officers from a burner phone, refusing to identify herself, lying about the fact that she works for the Washington Post, and then demanding they share sensitive information," Gabbard wrote in a social media post. Gabbard continued. "Apparently, publishing leaked classified material wasn't enough for the Washington Post, so now they've decided to go after the intelligence professionals charged to protect it. This is a clear political op by the same outlet and the same reporter who harassed and stalked my family in Hawaii. This kind of deranged behavior reflects a media establishment so desperate to sabotage Ed POTUS's successful agenda that they've abandoned even a facade of journalistic integrity and ethics. The Washington Post should be ashamed, and they should put an end to this immediately." In December 2020, Breitbart News's John Nolte named Nakashima among other Post journalists who lied to the American public about the Hunter Biden laptop scandal being Russian disinformation. The Post's communications responded to Gabbard's accusations by sharing a statement from executive editor Matt Murray. He said, "For three decades, Ellen Nakashima has been one of the most careful, fair-minded, and highly regarded reporters covering national security. Reaching out to potential sources rather than relying solely on official government press statements regarding matters of public interest is neither nefarious nor is it harassment. It is basic journalism." DNI Gabbard's unfounded personal attack reflects a fundamental misunderstanding about the role of journalists to report on government officials and hold power to account, without fear or favor and regardless of party. The Post remains committed to that vital and constitutionally protected work. Gabbard was confirmed in February to serve as the DNI in President Donald Trump's administration, per Breitbart News. The lieutenant colonel wrote before the vote that if she was confirmed, she would do her best to bring leadership to the intelligence community, and the mission was to ensure the safety, security, and freedom of the American people. Gabbard, who is a former representative from Hawaii, announced in October she was joining the Republican Party.